Hi, welcome to the webinar on winning the ZMOT war. It is my pleasure and privilege to welcome all of you. My name is Vikas Malhotra and I head Media Mosaic, the largest digital agency in the world. So for today's webinar will be for a duration of about 1 hour, which will be divided into three major sections. The first section will be on the concept of ZMOT, as to what is ZMOT and why is it needed in the modern day world. In the second part, we'll be talking about the campaign that you need to mount for winning the ZMOT war. And in the third part, we'll be talking about the self-diagnostic tools that you should be looking at for launching the campaign finally. So, starting with the first part, which is the concept, let us first hark back to how actually the business ecology has evolved over a period of time and to see where ZMOT fits in, where we are currently. So in about 1750, industrial ecology, or the way we understand the industrial world as of today, started. The color which was dominant was blue, and the differentiator which was produced, which differentiated this ecology from the pre-industrial ecology, was actually the product which was getting made in the various industries. The second ecology was the service ecology, which started in about 1950. I think the differentiating event on the service ecology was probably in 1956, when the white-collared workers overwhelmed and became more in number than the blue-collared worker. The final ecology, or the digital ecology, we would want to take it as the start point of about 2000. And Google typically is the poster boy of digital ecology. And the differentiator in this kind of ecology is obviously the information. So another way to look at this ecological evolution is that if one can take the product as a base, the rest to the service and the information are actually toppings on the base, much like the pizza toppings, wherein you can keep adding toppings to make it tastier and tastier. So likewise, the business ecology have evolved over a period of time from in last 250 years from industrial ecology to digital ecology. Now, coming over to the concept of ZMOT and where does this fit into the overall rubric of things, I would want to first talk about the service ecology and introduce to you a concept of moment of truth. Now, you know, if one was to typically look at a service ecology, it was kind of a little unstructured, or let me say less complicated than probably digital ecology. So there were essentially two moments of truth which have been eloquently talked about by the poster boy of service ecology, A.G. Leffler, who was P&G's ex-CEO. P&G and, you know, the kind of retail companies were obviously the dominant market players of this kind of economy. And he introduced these two concepts of truth, saying that for all brand marketeers, the first moment of truth is when actually the consumer is standing at the shelf, looking at the various array of products out there, and he goes on to pick your particular brand out of the lot. As a marketeer, that's your first moment of truth which you have won. The product gets taken home, the guy interacts with the product, and he finds that the experience, good or bad, is your second moment of truth. So what happens is he kind of gives the feedback of, you know, to the brand marketeer, and if the feedback is good, your second moment of truth is won. Typically, if one was to mentally structure what happened, you would see the structure was fairly uncomplicated and simple. In a service ecology model, the path to purchase of a consumer, that is, from the intent when they thought that they wanted to buy the product to actually when the purchase happened, was fairly simple. As a marketer, you had to use the dominant media channels, sent out a stimulus, you sent out the information about your product. The guy went on to the aisle of a supermarket or, you know, wherever they want to make that purchase. He was looking at the shelf of product, he purchased, first moment of truth, and they brought back home the experience, second moment of truth. So far, so good. So path of purchase, a linear path, simple. However, with the new ecologies coming in, with the information channels coming in and multiplying, this model has started to break down. Let me talk about two challenges which various marketeers face as of now. And these are fairly robust challenges. The first challenge which the service model faced was media fragmentation. Up till 2000, maybe 2002, you know, the dominant media channels were 3, 4, 5, you could have your radio broadcast, you could have your television, newspapers, some magazines. So far, so good. It is a consolidated media. You had a message that you want to send out. You could do it using this. You could buy your advertising space. But with service ecology the fading out and information ecology coming in, social media, as we all know, has become such a dominant player. And with that, the media fragmentation has happened. Now, as a marketeer, what was earlier a couple of pathways has kind of erupted into various small bylanes that you now also need to watch for. The traffic, which used to exist on some defined pathways, has got scattered all over the landscape. As a marketeer, this is a huge challenge. And this challenge, obviously, cannot be, you know, countered by the earlier service model, mental model of path to purchase that you had. But this is not the only challenge that you are looking at. There's another one. And that challenge, which is a much stronger challenge actually, is the consumer empowerment. Earlier, the consumer had limited amount of information. The marketeers obviously had more information. And it's Francis Bacon is to be believed, if information is power. And so marketeer obviously had more information at that point of time about the product, about how a particular product gets consumed or bought. So he was dominant. So between the consumer and the marketeer relation, the marketeer had the upper hand. But with digital ecology, this is not the case. The consumer now, because of the amount of research they bring into purchase of any product, has the dominant upper hand, which means that the marketeer's hand has got weakened. The hand they were holding is no longer the dominant hand. Now put the two challenges together. First, the message is that your message is diluted because of the media fragmentation. And second, the consumer or the guy who you're sending out the message to is more empowered to filter your message. So, as a marketeer, what are your options? And how do you actually map this area? In stepped Jim Leczinski, and he introduced another concept called the first moment of truth, or the zero moment of truth, or the ZMOT. Now, the first moment of truth and second moment of truth were A.J. Leslie's brainchild. The zero moment of truth is Jim Leczinski's brainchild. And if my mathematics is correct, zero obviously comes, you know, prior to the first moment of truth. So essentially, the zero moment of truth for a marketeer is that window wherein the consumer, before actually he arrives at his first moment of purchase, is researching for the product. And during the research time, you have a window as a marketeer to be able to influence his purchase decision. And during the entire life cycle of that product purchase, you have various multiple points wherein you can interact with your consumer, you can talk to them, and you can purchase, you can help them influence their purchase. Now, to be able to understand ZMOT or zero moment of truth or that window of research that a consumer brings in, you need a little different approach and a new vocabulary. And those two vocabulary terms that we want to introduce are the ZMOT touch points and ZMOT Lagrangian. However, before we actually talk about these new terms, I also want to introduce the new model and show you how it looks. So, take a look. This diagram, which earlier was a simple one unilateral pathway between the stimulus, the first moment of truth, and the second moment of truth, has now the ZMOT or the zero moment of truth introduced in between. With that said, let's now go to the new vocabulary that we were talking about, the ZMOT touch points and ZMOT Lagrangian. So what is a ZMOT touch point? A ZMOT touch point are various platforms wherein a consumer goes to do his research. Now, a Google study by Google says an average purchaser is typically using about 10 ZTPs or 10 ZMOT touch points to make a decision about the purchase. What this means? Earlier, at best, when you were sending out a stimulus to them, they were, you know, talking to their some peers or relatives. So that was probably one or two touch points that they were talking about, and then they were going on to make the purchase. However, now they are looking at least 10 to 12 various reference points of research to understand and evaluate their decision. Now, those touch points can be divided amongst these various categories, and let me quickly take you through some of them. The first category and the dominant category obviously is search. Whenever typically the information need starts for buying a product,